protect a child. Things happen out in the world. Molly was, her name is Molly, so let's call her Molly. She was about 8 years old. We're in a car, and the man in the car in back of me hated me because I was driving too slowly, and he was in a hurry, and it was so important that he get to the red light in front of me. And he starts honking at me and couldn't stand it anymore. And finally, he came alongside of me and gave me the finger in the window. Oh. Is that terrible? I know. And Molly saw it. And she said, Mommy, why did Daddy make that sign at you? And the mother-daughter relationship is always a little bit tense, but we get along great. There was one time I have to tell you about. We were in London because my husband Martin, his name is Martin, so let's call him Martin. We were in London, he's English, and we were visiting his parents, and I had had enough. So I decided to take Molly on a little trip to France and to Germany, do some sightseeing, and they check your passports very carefully when you're going through the border because they want to make sure you're not kidnapping a child. And Molly and I had just had a tremendous argument because she wouldn't put on her jacket because it's winter. Why would you put on a jacket? And she was so angry at me. And we're going through the passport control, and the officer looked at me and then looked at Molly and said, is this your mother? And Molly said, yes. And he said, is she a good mother? And Molly said, no, I hate her. And the officer said, you can go, you're her mother. But time is going past so quickly, she's growing up. Oh, I remember when her favorite game was hide and seek. It was my favorite game too, because I didn't look for her right away. But she's in the 10th grade. High school's almost over. It gets so expensive. Luckily, Martin and I thought ahead. And when Molly was a baby, we put away some money for bail. So, what am I going to do the day she leaves the house? It's going to be excruciating. I was talking to my friend Cindy about it. And she said, you know what, Rita, don't worry, because college is only 4 years. And then they come home and they live with you for the rest of their lives. Because she has a son, wait, do you hear? He went to Ivy League college, came home, lives in the basement, and he's a bouncer. Not at a nightclub, he just has a ball and he likes to bounce it. Difficult conversations you have to have in your life. Oh, wait till I tell you, I'm watching The Animal Planet with Molly. You think you can watch The Animal Planet with your child? Oh no, all of a sudden, a commercial comes on for, wait do you hear? Catheters. Molly's 11 years old. Mommy, what's a catheter? And I wanted to say, why don't you ask Siri? Siri knows everything, but I didn't. I said, it's my job. I'm her mother. And I said, Molly, sometimes when people get older, they didn't come out, but I tried again. And I said, Molly, sometimes after an operation, you seem oh, it was so difficult. But finally, I said, you know, Molly, a catheter is a thermometer for cats. Best I could do. But boy, the world is changing fast, isn't it? I'm trying to stay relevant. I'm changing my name to Lady Haha. And I'm not sure if you can tell by just looking at me, but I've Ubered. Yes, I have. I have Ubered. It wasn't easy for me to Uber. All my life, my parents said, never get into a car with a stranger. Now what I do is I wait on a dark street corner for a sketchy car to pull up, driven by a total stranger, and I get in. And I tell them where I live. And appliances. devices, appliances are getting so intuitive. I tell you what happened. I was in an airport, and I went into the ladies' room, and I went into one of those stalls, and I closed the door behind me, and you know what happened? The toilet flushed. And just for a second, I thought, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I already went. And did you know that robots are going to replace pets soon? I know that's going to be such a difficult conversation. How am I going to tell my dog she's out of a job? And why do I have to follow everything? I was in a drugstore. I saw a little box of X-Lax. It said, follow me on Twitter. I know where it's going. I don't want to follow it. And you can't just buy things anymore. People want so much information. I bought a frying pan. The sales lady said, name, address, phone number, zip code, email. I said, can I ask you something? She said, yes. I said, are you planning to stay in touch with this pan? She said, no, but you can follow it on Twitter. I don't want... Why didn't anyone tell me I was going to have to memorize so many passwords in my life? Oh, are you feeling my pain? Because I feel yours. I tried so hard, and I got locked out of my own bank account because I tried to reset the password and I couldn't remember my mother's maiden name, and then I did it wrong, and then it was going to be 4 days before they'd allow me. So finally, I had no choice. I had to hire a hacker. But now they have one password. It's a new app, and you just have to remember one password, and you put all your passwords underneath that one password. So I did that, and I forgot that one password, and... But there are all these new websites, too. Findyourfamily.com, that's a new website. Is there anyone here who thinks what they need in their lives is more relatives? And I did try that one where you find your ancestors, and I'm not sure how valid it is, but I did the thing, you spit in the envelope and you send it in, and the results were kind of interesting. You know what? It turns out my great-great-grandfather is SpongeBob SquarePants. And I recently had a death in my family. My phone died. And that's your best friend. Your phone is your best friend now. And it just went dead. And, you know, everyone says, turn it off and on again. And so I said, I can't do that. So I called the hotline, and then 20 minutes later, I talked to someone in India who said, Deb, you turned it off and on, you know? And I said, well, it's already off, so I can't turn it off. And if I could turn it on, I wouldn't be having this conversation. So I made a genius appointment at the genius store with one of the genius people. And I guess all the geniuses were in genius school that day, because I got a teenager with blue hair and a ripped T-shirt. But he was a teenager and he was a genius. And that's why he didn't say, turn it off and on again. He looked at it and said, ooh, your phone's dead. And he went on and he said, oh, sometimes it happens. That's what he said. Then he asked me, did you back it up on the cloud? And I said, no. And he said, well, why not? And I said, because I'm 64 and I have no idea what you're talking about. He said, well, you should have backed it up on the cloud. I said, stop saying cloud. And he said, but the cloud. I said, okay, now get your mother on the phone. I guess he was a genius because I walked in, I wanted him to fix my phone, and I ended up spending $800. And I hate not getting a bargain because this is the time in the world where you can get such good deals. You go on eBay. You know what I got? Oh, I got the best deal on a pair of eclipse glasses the day after the eclipse. They always ask me the same question. Did you find everything okay? I always want to say, why, have you been hiding stuff? It used to be relaxing to walk in a mall, but no more because of the kiosks in the middle. The people are getting so aggressive. They used to first say, excuse me, then they started handing samples. I don't know if you've been recently, but now they're using tuna nets. And but I was walking around the mall, and you know what? I think I have spotted a gap in the marketplace. Because all the dresses and all the store windows are so short and tight, I have decided to open up my own store. I hope you will all join me in shopping in Forever 51. It's gonna be fantastic. We're gonna have long sleeve bathing suits. And all the size 12s are gonna be marked size 4. You know, shopping malls are everywhere now, even in airports. It's like they're not like malls. And I was walking, had a layover in one of those airports, and you know what? There was a luggage store in the airport. And I was thinking, who buys luggage in an airport? That must be the ultimate procrastinator. Well, I got my clothes, getting ready to get on the plane. Okay, I guess I'll buy a suitcase. I can't save money. But money managers, they don't have very good track records. Some of my friends were talking. One of my friends said, I gave my money manager $10,000. He lost it all. And my next friend said, I gave my money manager $10,000. He lost half of it. And my next friend said, he sounds good. What's his name? Everything. You know, it's getting real expensive. I've noticed restaurants. And oh my gosh, I can't order anything market price. Let me warn you, those lobsters have very high opinions of themselves. But Martin and I went to one of these celebrity chef restaurants for our anniversary. There was a Kobe beef steak on the menu. Wait till you hear this, for $150. I know, and Martin asked the waiter, why does the steak cost $150? And the waiter said, this meat comes from the happiest cows in the world. These cows have experienced absolutely no aggravation and no frustration in their entire lives. And Martin said, you mean to tell me that this steak cost $150 because it comes from an unmarried cow? Those fancy restaurants anyway, when they come around at the end of the meal with that crumb scraper, if that doesn't make you feel like a monkey at the zoo. But we're getting much kinder to our animals before we murder them. Really, look on the menus now. They had sustainable fish, grass-fed beef. I had some delicious tickle chicken.